I want to for sake of time, give you just a little breakdown of this chapter and get down to where we're reading. Paul, in the first part of chapter 6, talks about the problem of heathen courts. As, you know, a brother going to law with another brother, and that before, you know, the unsaved, the heathen. And he says we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that. And then he warns us about moral laxity. He tells us, in verse 9, know ye not the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. Now look what Paul says. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, belly for the meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now, the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. What I want to talk to you about is what your body is for. What your body is for. Now, Paul raises this because there were some questions, especially in the Corinthian church, about, what they were at liberty to do. And they thought since they were saved, they had an excuse to commit any sin. And he's warning them, don't you know the unrighteous, they don't inherit the kingdom of God. And that's what some of you were. Some of you were, but now you're washed. You're not supposed to be that way anymore. You're washed. You're sanctified. You're justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now look what the Apostle Paul said. And there's two things that we should look at that Paul looked at when it came to, things that we should do or should not do. He brought it before them. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. First, is it helpful? Is it helpful? He's saying all things are lawful. I'm saved. All things are lawful to me, but are all these things that maybe my body, my flesh would like to do, is it helpful? First of all. If it's not helpful, you shouldn't be doing it. If it's not helpful to your spiritual life, you should not do it. If it's not helpful to the body, you shouldn't do it. Amen? Now, right there is a good verse for tobacco. Do you think that's helpful for the body? Poison? Do you think poison is? Alcohol. Is that helpful to the body? Forget about what the doctor says. You need a glass of wine every day. Well, there's a lot of people got themselves in trouble doing that. It's not helpful. And so all things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. Now then he says, all things are lawful to me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Secondly, firstly, is it helpful to me? Second, will it overtake me? Paul said, I'll not be brought into the power of any. You start doing something, then all of a sudden you can't stop. It's got control of you. You're bound to it. You can't live without it. Listen, there shouldn't be anything in our life we just cannot live without. We shouldn't be taking that into our life. Amen? Our body. And so those two things that Paul raised, is it expedient and is it going to bind me? These things that are lawful. He wanted those Corinthians to ask themselves that question. Because it does affect the body. Jesus talked about those things that affected the body. You know, the things that, you know, we put in, not necessarily, but he said it's the things that come out of us. And it's those things that we put in that may come back out of us in the wrong way. Not everything we put in will. He says this, meat's for the belly and the belly for meats. Now, a lot of people will say, you know, these bodies, you know, are to eat, to celebrate, to eat good food, to eat, and, you know, just to eat in abundance. And by the way, the Lord talked about gluttony. And a lot of people may have the idea that gluttony is eating so much till you puke. Gluttony is eating more than you should. More, far more than you need. You don't even have to puke. Are you listening to me? I mean, eating far more than you need to. We should eat till we're sustained. We eat, listen, times we sit back and, I eat way. Well, I've gluttoned. If I eat till I hurt like that, I've gluttoned. We shouldn't eat like that always. Just cramming it in. He said meats for the belly and the belly for meats. The body is not just for meat. It's for more than that. He said, God shall destroy both it and them. Now, and he says it, the body is not for fornication. The reason he said that about the meats, just the body enjoying that pleasure of meat, and some of them were saying, God has given us this, we should enjoy a healthy sexual life. That's what the Corinthians, that's how they were living. And Paul was telling them, the body's not for that. The body's not for gluttony, and the body's not for fornication. It's not for fornication. He says very plain, the body's not for fornication, but for the Lord. When he said the body is not for, that means never. Not just, you know, I don't think you should. That word not for means it's a negative, an absolutely never. We should absolutely never, a Christian, a child of God, use their body for fornication. This harlotry is what it is. It's harlotry. Whether you're married or whether you're not married, if you're saved, your body's not for fornication. Amen. There's a lot of people, they send their young people to college and they say, now that's the time for you to spread your wings, sow your oats, find out who you are. That's a lie. That's a lie. And they are taking our young people and destroying their minds even about the creation of God Almighty. Listen, we are created in His image. We were made for Him. The body is for the Lord. It is for the Lord. In other words, He is the controller. I'm not my own. You're not your own. Bought with a price. so that you cannot do the things that you would. Who's in control then? If I'm not in control, who's in control? The body is the Lord's. He's the controller. It's for the Lord. Amen. And over, he's talking about the body here in these last verse. What the body's used for. The body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. And the Lord for the body. Get that. What's he meaning? The body is for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Such as the body is for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. This is the Lord's body to take care of. We're to give it to Him. We're to give our bodies to the Lord. Our bodies, you'll see on down here, is a temple, a shrine. It's for Him. He said in verse 14, look at this. And God hath both raised up the Lord. Now that's talking the resurrection, right? His body. Look what he says. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by His own power. He said it, He began to say it, as if it had already happened. God hath both raised up the Lord and us. We are as good as raised in the eyes of God. This body, He said, and will also raise up us by His own power. This body is the Lord's, and the Lord for the body is for sure made for a resurrection. God said it will be raised. It will be raised. God's going to use this body for the resurrection. Then should it be used in harlotry all of its days? A body that's going to be raised. A body that belongs to the Lord. Should it be used for harlotry all of its days? Of course not. He said, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ. He's talking about limbs. When he talks about members. Members of His body. Our bodies are members of Christ. Our bodies are parts of His body. Our body, being a part of His body, should not be used in harlotry, should it? No, it should not. He said, no, know ye not. Don't you know that? Don't you know that your body, not just your spirit and your soul that's saved, but your bodies, your very body. There are a lot of people that have the idea, you know, well, we live saved, you know, in our spiritual man, our soul man. But the body, he lives, you know, in the flesh, in sin. That's not right. That's not right. That's not Bible. That is absolutely not Bible. And it's not right here. He said, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ, the limbs of His body. Shall I then take the members of Christ, the limbs, and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. That word harlot is a harlot whore, an idolater as well. People almost worship that today. They have gone crazy. They have yielded themselves over harlotry. as in idolatry. They lust for it. They preach it among themselves. God forbid that you and I, that are members of Christ, that we'd let these bodies become the members of an harlot. He said, God forbid. He said, what? Know ye not that which is joined to a harlot is one body? Now that word join means to cleave, like a husband and a wife. To cleave. That which is joined to a harlot, cleaving, or to keep company. Look, you know the old story. You sleep with dogs, you're going to wake up with ticks. Amen. Keeping company. Keeping company with harlots. We shouldn't keep company with them. It's one thing to be a witness to them. It's one thing to show them love. We've got somebody that our family for the last probably 10 years, every time we see them over in Hiawassee, we smile at them, ask them how they're doing, talk to them about Jesus, invite them to the Lord's house, say something about God's salvation and God's love, but their life is just like that, just like this. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't love them and witness to them. Show them kindness. But listen, I don't keep company on a regular basis with them. You can't keep company with people. I mean, keeping company. You're hanging out with them, going to the places they go, doing the things they do, keeping company. You can't do that. God forbid. That's no place for a child of God anyway. The places that these people go in the world, those places are no place for God's children. You go to a place and everybody's laughing it up, drinking it up, amen, having a big time, you need to find an exit. Amen. That which is joined. What? No, you're not. That which is joined to an harlot is one body. You cleave to that, you're one body with it. For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. Do you see the words? Just like the words of marriage. Two become one. Two become one. It was meant for a man and a woman to come together and be made one flesh. That's a husband and a wife. It's not meant for people outside of a husband and a wife to come together and be one flesh like that. And Paul is warning. Paul is warning the Corinthian church. If you enjoy spending so much time, you're cleaving and keeping company with these idolaters and these harlots, you're one flesh with them. You're one flesh with them. You're one body. But that which is joined unto the Lord is one spirit, verse 17. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. We are one with the Lord. Amen. There our Christian life takes on meaning. I am joined to the Lord. My body is a member of His body. I'm one with Him. I am joined to Him. I am to cleave to Him. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. He says, flee fornication, this harlotry. They had a big problem with that in Corinth, and he's dealing with it very strongly here. Flee fornication. Run from that. Escape it. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. You see that? Don't indulge in the lost. Don't act the harlot. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man or a woman doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. That word, he that committeth, that means to indulge in, to act the harlot, sinneth against his own body. He misses the mark. The intent, purpose, sinneth. He means to do it. He's intending to do it. It's their purpose of doing what they're doing. Kids will spend Friday night, they'll spend 2 hours in a bathroom. What are they doing? Sprucing up. Cleaning up, smelling up, doing everything they can. Why? Because what they're intending to do on Friday night. Many of them. Lord have mercy. You sin against your own body. That part of you, listen, that is joined to the Lord. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple? So now, the body is not for fornication. The body is for the Lord. The body is for the resurrection. Your bodies are members of Christ. Your body are not to be members of a harlot. To be joined to the Lord, your body is to be one body with the Lord. Your body's not for fornication. Your body is the temple or the shrine of the Holy Ghost. Listen, your body is the temple or a shrine of the Holy Ghost. You're talking about Him that is sinless, morally blameless. And our body is going to house Him. I think it should be a vessel unto honor, don't you? A vessel unto honor. We must be careful how our bodies are used for. Again, Paul started at the beginning asking, what things affected the body? How it affected our body? things that we allowed or disallowed. The Holy Ghost, Him that we possess, who is in us, holy, blameless. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. Remember whose temple this is. And ye are not your own. Ye are not your own. Why are we not our own? First, you're bought. Been paid for. Bought and bought with a price. A high price. The price was high. You're not only bought from the fall, but you're bought with the highest price. The Lord didn't buy us cheap. Amen. I'm going to use a carnal illustration. A man buys a horse out in the field for $200. He's probably not going to do too much to that old horse. But if he sees one, and he gives everything he's got just to buy that horse. Now that's purpose. That's not just to let him run around with the donkeys out there. He's a thoroughbred. You don't pay that kind of money unless you've got a champion. That's how Christ saw us. He saw us made in His image, His creation, part of His body now, to bring us in, part of His body, members of His body, one with Him in spirit and in body. He said, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. They belong to Him, both. God just didn't redeem our spirit. He bought our bodies. To use, to dwell in, to temple in. Are you listening? Think about that. We have Him to come in to us. There's a lot we should look at. We should look at it. We should turn and look at ourselves and say, what kind of a body have I presented to the Lord? My actions, my do's, my don'ts. Look at our own selves. He said in one place, judge your own selves. Judge your own selves. I'm thinking about this story Mays Jackson, I heard him tell about this little boy. And it has to do with giving. And I'm not just talking about giving money. I'm talking about giving our bodies. This little boy, he was raised hard, raised rough. He was beat on most of his life. But he loved Mays and watched him for a long time. And his mother had let Mays know how much that boy had watched him and loved him, wanted to be like him. And he came to a tent meeting, and he told Mays, he said, "Mays, I love you." And he said, "When I grow up, I want to be just like you." Well, he came all week, and night by night, he'd come. Sometimes he'd be dirty, roughed up, and I think it was on Friday night, he realized that that boy's daddy had gotten drunk and had pitched a fit and beat him because he'd been coming down there hearing Mays Jackson preach. And he had, you know, blood coming out of his nose, and it was dry on his lip, and his clothes was dirty and bloody. And he come up to Mays, and he said, "Mays, I love you." And he said, "I ain't got nothing." He had 2 pennies in his pocket. And he said, this is how the boy said it. He said, "Mays, this is yours. This is yourn." That's how he said it. "This is yourn. And this is mine." And Mays said something to him as he turned and walked away, and the little boy stopped, turned around, and tears was just running down his face. He pulled that last penny out, and he said, "Mays, I love you so much, I'm going to give you mine too." I thought about that when he said that, that some little boy could love a preacher that much to give him his last penny. God help me to have a heart to give my last bit of strength unto my Lord. Not try to keep anything for myself. To love him so much that I'm going to give him mine too. Amen? Amen. All right, I'm done for this evening. God bless you.